Stephen May did a magnificent job down back on Tom Hawkins and joins us on the show. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me.
We'll talk about your duel that you had with Tommy Hawkins in a moment, but you're a fair way away from Harley Bennell for much of the night, but from where you were looking, it must have been a pretty show to be watching.
Yeah, mate, it was amazing. Usually you get that sort of stuff out of Gary and you sort of start to get used to it now, but Harley on the weekend, it seemed like anything he touched, you know, something good was happening. So, you know, it was awesome that he could stand up and help Gazza out against a good team like the Cats and, you know, get us over the line.
Quite an amazing midfield that you're actually building up there at the moment.
Yeah, like, well, they're all young and, you know, they're just learning so much off Gazza and, you know, each week, you know, I think they're really good at respecting opposition and you know, not rolling the dice. And I think that's what's really helping them because they're so accountable and we can really start to rely on them even though they are so young.
One of the things I've really liked about your coaching group is the fact that they've been prepared to put some of those young players straight back into the lineup, not necessarily bringing them back through the NIAFL. So Zach Smith in that situation and then young Jack Martin on the weekend.
Yeah, well, those two are very talented boys. And I think, you know, the coaching group and the fitness staff, they got together and they put them for a very, very tough program. You know, watching the boys train as we were playing, it looked tough, but you know, I know the club has trust in them and got them ready to play AFL, not NIAFL. So it's good for their coaching staff that the boys have performed as well and hasn't backfired. So it's great having Jackie and Zach back.
Stephen, your season has been outstanding personally. Did the penny drop for you over the summer, or is it just a natural development? You've been given that position at full back and you've just taken it on board, or centre half back?
I think, you know, last year I was sort of in and out of the side and forward and back. I didn't really know where I stood. And then in the summer, Dean Solomon, my backline coach, he got me and said, you know, there's a spot there, you know, every week if you're willing to buy into the program and really embrace it. So over the whole summer, I worked with him. And then, you know, each week I just start to learn, you know, start getting better, like learn off the good forward. So, you know, I've still got a long way to go, but I think with the gradual improvement from the rest of the group, you know, it's allowing my job to be a lot easier, especially on the weekend where I think they only had 40-something inside 50s compared to recent years where they'd have 60-odd every game.
Having said that, they're all going towards Tommy, or not all of them, but most of them were going towards Tommy Hawkins, and some of your one-on-one stuff with him on the weekend, Stephen, was outstanding. How much do you study what Hawkins has been doing in recent weeks? How much tape do you look at before you go into a matchup like that?
Oh yeah, well that's probably been my biggest improvement is my homework this year. So every week, depending who I'm playing, I'll study their last game or I'll watch a game where the defender got up on them and see what they did. So someone like Tommy Hawkins, as you know, he's a giant. Like you can't try and wrestle him. So I had to, because I'm a lot smaller than him, I had to play off the body and try and use my pace rather than use my strength. So yeah, depending who I'm coming up against, I see what the defender did last week and, you know, see if it worked or if it didn't work and then obviously talk to Dean Solomon and Blue McKenna and put together a little plan. But then again, it all does come down to how the ball is coming in. If it's coming in on their chest, there's not a lot you can do.
Good morning, Stephen. It's Andrew Gaze here. Congratulations on your recent form. Last week, one of the all-time greats, Wayne Carey, wrote an article about Gary Ablett, just saying that he gets a bit of preferential treatment from the coach. Now, we marvel at what he does and we say, well, he probably deserves it. But is he a bit of the coach's pet? Do you notice any particular special treatment that he does get?
No, I don't really notice any special treatment. We have individualised programs a fair bit because there's a lot of, like, we're a pretty unique club. We have a lot of boys from interstate. There's only a handful of Queenslanders. So there's always times when, you know, boys get to stay back in Perth, like last week, or, you know, if we play in Melbourne, a few of the Vic boys will stay back. But now Gazza's, he really likes it up here. Like, he's got a nice big house on the water, as you can imagine. And he's always at the club. And, everything he does, you know, the boys learn off it. His leadership on and off field is, I think it's probably a little bit underrated. Like, a lot of people probably didn't really see him as that big leader sort of figure when he left the Cats. But and he wasn't in the first year. He was learning like us, and we had a new coach and, you know, a new playing group. But each year and each week, he's getting a lot better, and at the moment I think he's doing a great job.
Yep.
It's good stuff, Stephen. It's good fun watching you guys play your footy. It's a bit terrifying for a lot of the supporters of Melbourne teams down here, and we congratulate you on what you're able to do on the weekend and wish you all the very best for the rest of the season. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Stephen, mate.